Yeah, I'm really, really pleased. I'm proud of the players. And although we are incredibly confident, we're quietly confident, we're also making sure our feet are firmly on the ground. But one thing we do know is we go there and we have a serious chance. We have to stay in the game right up until the end. And if we do that, we believe we can be successful.
Anthony, did that match, the way it played out, did that play out exactly how you would have scripted it?
It sounds good for me to say that now, but actually it did. In terms of the changes I made and when we brought Woodsy on and, you know, tactically how we wanted to play, we really knew exactly what they were going to do. We knew their strengths. We knew their key players. We knew the players. Yeah, look, we knew how the game was going to play, and we knew what we wanted to do. And really, I would say probably 90% of the time we stuck to the plan. And a few times we got a few things we need to tidy up. But certainly it was a really, really solid performance. I think what we did, we showed a lot of maturity yesterday, where we've learned in the past where we've played really well, but we just haven't managed moments and pressured moments. And I think we did that yesterday, which was really pleasing.
Anthony, let's have a look at the Chris Wood situation. So we were going into meltdown, the footballing public, when the rumours started emanating out of Westpac Stadium about 2:30 yesterday afternoon that he may not start, may not even play. At what point in during the build-up to this week did you make the final call this was going to be how it was going to work out, i.e. he would be coming off the bench for limited minutes?
Yeah, look, he came into the camp and obviously he's not been fully fit with his injury with Burnley. So we knew, to be honest, we knew that we probably were going to struggle to have him starting the game. And it wasn't something that it wasn't going to be healthy for us or good for our preparation or for our chances, really, if we were to sort of display that by having lots of people at training, and also if we were to talk about it publicly. And I think the important thing, what we gained from doing it the way we did this week, is we had a relatively calm week. It was a confident week in terms of we were able to give quality time to the players who were going to start last night, because we sort of knew Woodsy wasn't going to start. We were able to do that without the external distraction and pressure. And of course, we know if that sort of news had got out, the whole country, it would have been, negative, and chances are even, it's even harder now to get through. So we were able to prepare in a really good way. The players were confident. The players believed. And as I say, we brought him in around the time we planned to bring him in. And I knew, doing it the way we did, if we just had to make sure we were in the game, and by bringing them off the bench, it would get the crowd going and put them under a bit of pressure. So that was the plan, and I think that really worked. And we were probably unlucky at the end that we didn't nick the game, but I'm pleased, because we've been able to put in a really strong performance without arguably one of our most important players. So I think the players are in a really good place in terms of belief.
Anthony, though, in this modern world, how the hell did you keep this under wraps? Now, I know you had, as you mentioned, the training sessions were blocked off from the media, which a lot of us sat back and said, wow, that's interesting. But you know how things leak out. Were you worried during the week that somehow someone would find out, therefore it would become a blazing headline, Wood can't start?
We had a little chat this morning. I don't think we can believe how we kept it quiet, to be honest. But to answer your question, we did all we could. We had a conversation at the first night in camp, and we talked about what we needed to sort of keep quiet and keep calm about it, really. I think that was the biggest thing. All the staff, the players, we've been really calm about the whole thing. We've not made it a big deal. I've not even made it a big deal to the players. And I think by doing that, we've just shown confidence in the players that we're going to start. And I think as a result, there really hasn't been any distraction from anyone. The players have been focused on the game plan. We've been able to prepare with that starting 11 from Monday. And as a result, there's been confidence that way. And I think everyone's just accepted it. It's been relatively straightforward. And I am surprised it didn't come out, but we're obviously pleased it did that way. And on the other side of it, the opposition, I guarantee you, and I think we can all guess, they will have been working all week long on dealing with our main threat, which is Chris Wood. So I know when we play other teams and you prepare to deal with a strength of the opposition, and then suddenly the lineup comes in and that player's not playing, it just adds a little bit of uncertainty, and especially with the players. So that was another reason why we had to do it.
Anthony Hudson, All Whites coach with us on the back of this nil-all draw. The boys leave tonight for Lima, the return leg, which, by the way, 3:15 p.m. on Thursday. Anthony, have a listen to this. This is the commentary on Radio Sport for the Ryan Thomas near miss. It is goal.
Oh, yeah, yay! Look out! Cross goal! Look out! Shot comes in, and it's just wide from Thomas. Just wide from Thomas. It hits the, post that holds the net up.
Have you seen that highlight, Anthony? It is literally millimetres.
Yeah, I mean, I watched the game again this morning, and I was just saying to someone on the bus there, you're just picturing that ball, you know, missed the goal there right at the end. And I think it was an amazing finish. It was a great strike. I think what we saw there was Ryan Thomas, and I think it epitomises the team, really, and it's what we have to just continue to build on. But for him to get in that position, it's so late in the game, just showed incredible spirit and fight. And COVID, you know, he's got undoubted quality, Ryan Thomas, but just his heart. He's just got a big heart. And for him to be driving forward after he's just sprinted back to defend and get on the end of it just shows that we've got some steel in this team, and we're looking forward to going away. That's one thing for sure.
Anthony, how many Ks would he have run? Well, I mean, they do this, the GPS locators on the jerseys that you have. I mean, look, it just seemed like that bloke did not stop for 90 minutes.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know the exact readings. We'll get all that information this morning, but he certainly didn't stop. And look, we talked there about Woodsy not starting. I think... You know, a lot of credit has to go to Marco and Costa. I think certainly Costa, ever since he got left out, really, for the Fiji game, I think since he's coming back in, the Solomon Islands game, even Japan, his performances are getting stronger and stronger. And I think yesterday he just didn't stop running. Even the last 10, 15 minutes, he just kept going. And the same with Marco. Marco, they really did well. And I think they pose a different problem to Peru up front with their pace and their energy. And so I think, you know, even Michael McGlinchey in the middle of midfield, you know, it's a slightly different game for him, but he just really stepped up, didn't stop working. He's put his body on the line. And as I say, we need to build on that for next Wednesday.
Anthony, a couple of things to wrap up. We know that the Peruvian players have traditionally not handled pressure. Now, I've spoken with a couple of the fans today as well who are gutted clearly by that result, but also lamenting the fact they haven't qualified, as you know, since 82. The heat well and truly goes on them, doesn't it, for this week? All the pressure from the media and their fan base when they arrive back in Lima is on them.
Yeah, we knew that. I think what we said before this game, we had to play 180 minutes. We didn't want to go out there and chase the game and try and, you know, make the game open in the first 34 minutes and try and win here in Wellington. We have to be in the game in Lima in the last 5 or 10 minutes, because if that's the case, there's going to be serious pressure on Peru. The longer it goes on, you know, if we can stay in the game for the first 30, 40 minutes out there, the crowd, the pressure... It is a serious, difficult. It's a difficult situation for him. Now, on the other side of that, you know, New Zealand. I think one of the things I've probably complained about for 3 years has now become one of our advantages in the fact that we always play away from home, and we're used to this scenario. So, the travel today, the flights, playing in a different culture, in a different environment, different time zone, different language. All the obstacles that are thrown at you in that scenario. See, we're used to that. You know, we're looking forward to it. It's not something that is going to, you know, knock us off our stride. And we're quite used to playing in front of, you know, Japan last window. We're quite used to and comfortable playing in front of, you know, opposition fans. And I think we've learned a lot from playing against Russia, for example, in the first game of the Confeds, when you've got Vladimir Putin speaking right before kickoff and the whole crowd going mad. You know, we've got some experience now to draw on, and we've got some players in this team that have been part of the Mexico final and the World Cup. So we're looking, we really are quietly confident, but we go away and we're not afraid of this task. We're looking forward to it.
Mate, can't wait. Honestly, as I said, the country will be behind you Thursday afternoon, our time. I wish you well, Anthony. Half the job done. Go well.
Thank you. Cheers, mate.